Welcome to our podcast, Above the Clouds. In these podcasts, we are looking at the Bhagavatam from a certain angle. We are interested to find out how to apply the immortal lessons of the Bhagavatam. Today we will be looking at prayer, and we have chosen a prayer spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narsingadev just after he has appeared. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, Namaste Jaste Jase Avir Avir Bhava, etc. It's the 5th canto, chapter 18, text 8. I quote the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. This means sense gratificatory activities. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. In this prayer, Prahlad Maharaj requests the Lord to remove his internal enemies, lust, and he speaks of ignorance and of fear. There is a very nice purport in the next verse where Srila Prabhupada says, we should pray to Lord Narsingadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narsingho Hridaye Narsingha. Let Lord Narsingadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Here we will see perhaps the greatest blessings of bhakti in practice. One is turning towards a supreme power, the power of the Lord, and asks him for support. Thus Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his purport to the prayer we just heard, writes, you are the power of power itself. Burn up the impressions of karma. Appear in my mind so that there is fearlessness. Yes, someone who is in contact with the Lord through prayer can immediately experience how the Lord is there in his heart and helps him to become free from those bondages, these conditionings which are there due to our karma, and also that one becomes full of courage, full of confidence, since the fear is driven away. Prayer can be seen as a little tool given to mankind through which we can reach where ordinarily we would be denied entry. We wouldn't get there without prayer. Let us ask today, when is prayer most effective? The immediate answer is when someone prays out of love, then his prayer will be immediately heard. Or if he prays out of surrender, or with a surrendered attitude, then the prayers immediately reach Krishna's ear. A second answer, which I would like to dwell on a little bit, is our prayers become, let us say, very real when we see that our own strategies and tactics are no longer working. At that time, we turn to the source of all power, whom even fear itself fears, and know he is the only one who can help now. My will doesn't work, but his will always works. However, there is a certain difficulty which we need to address. The person we are calling is so much beyond. He's so much in the transcendental realm, and we are so much here in the material world. So how can we bridge the gap? The answer is, when we pray most urgently, most really, from our heart. When I pray and I'm at the right space, I usually have an awareness first that my so-called real world and this real self, what I imagine is my identity, they are very, very far away from the spiritual reality, that which is substantially true always and eternally. At that time, this world appears more like a stage, something that is artificially constructed. And the so-called self is more like an actor who acts out a role according to a pre-written script. When I come to the place of real prayer, I can see, wow, there is another world which is much more real. There is also another me who is much more real. And now, as long as I live in this body, I may not be able to physically exist the so-called stage of this world and then sit in the audience before the stage. But what I can do is I can mentally leave the illusory world. And remember that I have a life beyond the stage, and that my off-stage personality is so much more real than the dramatic persona who acts out his karmic role in the theater of the world to more or less earn something. C.S. Lewis expressed this in a remarkably clear way. He said, the prayer preceding all other prayers is, may it be the real I who speaks, and may it be the real you that I speak to. Ah, may it be the real I who speaks, and may you, the real eternal Lord of my heart, listen and answer. When we are able to pray from this depths, we then get a feeling that our communication with the Lord is very real. He has heard us, we feel, and we have spoken what is most true, more true and more real perhaps than everything else. If we want to go back into the analogy, although our physical body may still be active on the stage of this world according to his karmic script, in prayer we have left this stage and our role, and we have been in the real world, even for a little moment, the eternal world. At that time we come back with a feeling, I was in touch with the Lord and I certainly have been heard. Coming back to this prayer, it was spoken by Prahlad, who had just witnessed how the palace world in which he had grown up and the rule of his father Hiranyakashipu had been torn apart by the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. We all know Lord Nrisimhadev had come out of the pillar when Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Prahlad, and he had liberated Prahlad, and afterwards, that is something which we often do not remember, afterwards the huge army of Hiranyakashipu had attacked Lord Nrisimhadev, but the Lord had dismissed them all. In this world, in this way, the world of Prahlad had been ripped to shreds, really. It was no longer there. The stage had been demolished. So, in this mood, he offered his obeisances and he prayed for three things: freedom from desires, freedom from the darkness, and freedom from fear, so that he could be full of courage to live the life. Let us hear this beautiful prayer again in another translation. I offer respects to the Supreme Lord Narasimha, the power of all powers. Please appear before me, O Lord, with thunderbolt nails and teeth, burn up the impressions of karma, destroy ignorance, and please appear in my mind so that it becomes fearless. This and other prayers from the Bhagavatam are far-reaching prayers, in the sense that they immediately connect with the Lord, who hears and who thinks, oh, he is now speaking to me. The real he or the real she is now addressing me. Let me listen and let me grant my mercy to them. I would like to leave you with a practical application. Whenever you pray, make sure that the real you speaks. To do this, I suggest the following steps. Sit at a disturbance-free place. Center yourself. Take a few deep breaths. And then connect with your essence. While you pray, make sure that your prayers are heart deep, not just lip deep. And at that time, you can be sure the Lord will reciprocate. Thank you for listening, and I will see you at the next Above the Clouds.